Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who has the pleasure and the honor of speaking with Miss Kate Davis. She is truly just an awesome nutritionist and athlete who, as I mentioned earlier, is just doing some outstanding work with so many athletes on so many levels. And that gives you, Kate, just an awesome opportunity to just have a tremendous grasp of what works for males and for females when it comes to sports. And so one of the things that we were going to talk about is similarity, differences when it comes to sports nutrition needs and particularly carbohydrates when it comes to males and females.
Sure. Yeah. So when you look at the kind of the recommendations for how do you decide, you know, how much should an athlete eat of carbs, protein, and fat? How do they take in and that sort of thing? There actually isn't generally a difference between males and females. Where the difference comes in is it's based on body weight. So the size of the athlete matters, how much they weigh kind of helps to predict how much carbohydrate they're going to need, as well as the type of sport that they play. So and it kind of makes sense conceptually if you think about it. The more I train in terms of continuous time, you know, running 7 miles versus starting and stopping because I'm a sprinter or a football player or whatever the case, the more continuous time I spend actively moving my body, the more calories I'm going to burn, generally, right? So generally with the endurance athletes, their carbohydrate needs are going to be a lot higher compared to anaerobic athletes, wrestlers and basketball players and whatnot. Now, of course, you have certain sports that are a little bit of a mix, right? So soccer, even basketball, you could argue certain positions in football, there's quite a bit of the endurance aspect. In addition to the anaerobic aspect. And so, you know, you kind of work with that too, but it comes down more to the type of sport that the athlete is playing. And there aren't so much differences in how you prescribe carbohydrate intake to males and females. Now, I will say there is a difference in how they take in that information and how they actively respond to it and eat, so to speak, in the real world. Generally females really struggle with this idea of taking in carbohydrate and taking in more carbohydrate if that's what I'm telling them to do. And males generally are okay with it. And with males, it's more about the types that they're choosing might not be the best types. And so we're kind of working on food choices. Now, of course, that's a complete generalization that doesn't always align. But I would say, you know, very generally between males and females, that's kind of how I see them differing when it comes to, you know, counseling them, so to speak, with carbohydrate intake.
Mm-hmm. So out of curiosity, what is it about the carbs that causes so many of the girls to take a little bit of pause there and say, do I really need to do that?
Well, I think it's kind of what we were talking about at the beginning, right? It's all the stuff on social media. It's all the stuff on the internet. I think females tend to be pretty well, I'm not going to say researched because they're not always looking at good, solid research sources, but they tend to go online and they read things and they talk to their friends and they're very aware. And again, generally, not every female is like this female athlete, but they tend to just pay attention, I guess, to more of that stuff. And I think they very much think that carbs are bad, just like the rest of the world thinks that carbs are bad. So they see that one message and they don't understand the context. They don't understand why I should eat carbs because they're not educated about carbohydrate. All they ever hear is carbs are bad. I shouldn't eat them.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, it comes from a place of fear and not knowing and not understanding physiologically how carbohydrates are helping them. And not just as an athlete, just as a growing female, or if it's an adult, right? Just everybody needs carbohydrates, not just young growing athletes.
Gotcha. So you're an athlete and you've been an athlete for a while. Could you speak with us for a minute about your own athletic journey?
Sure. Yeah. I'd say growing up as a very young athlete, I was a dancer. So I took, you know, pretty much every form of dance that was, you know, that you could. I danced from the time I was about 2 until I was 18. That was probably, you know, my main most continuous sport, I guess you could argue. When I was very young, I kind of the classic multi-sport, kind of tried all the different types of sports there were, just like we encourage all young kids to do. Soccer was definitely kind of my sport when I was in grade school, early middle school, that timing of life. And then I, early or mid middle school, probably like seventh, eighth grade, I switched to focusing a little bit more on endurance running, kind of found that I had a talent in that. So that's when I switched to track. And then in high school, I started cross country. So kind of track, cross country, still maintaining the dance, of course, all along that. So I was definitely that more of an endurance athlete. And then in college, you know, as probably any runners listening to this understand, my knees got a little mad at me and decided they really didn't like how many miles I was running anymore. So I had to find something else. So I ended up transitioning to triathlons. And so I got pretty heavily, you know, into training for mostly the shorter distance ones. I did a lot of sprint triathlons. I am a speed person. I have a very short attention span for any sort of training. So I am not that. My husband is a, he's done Ironman triathlons. Like, he can jump on his trainer bike in our basement and he can bike for like 4 hours straight. And I'm the one, I'm that athlete who's like 30 minutes in. I'm like, man, are we done yet? Can I get off this bike? Like, it's so boring. So, but triathlons was perfect for that because I got a lot of, variation. But the other thing is I had never really swam. And again, if you're a runner who has swam or a swimmer who has run, you hate the opposite one because really? You are using, you know, different parts of your body. And it's just a totally different way of exercising your body. And it's really, really hard. So it was challenging. I probably drowned myself or, you know, almost drowned myself several times in the pool, but I got there and now I love it. I will say I have a love hate relationship with swimming, but I still love it. Yeah. And then, you know, since then I've just kind of kept up. I'll do triathlons here and there. As you mentioned, I did do, the Detroit Marathon. And I will say my body is not made for marathons. It was good though. I was really glad I had the experience. It was a great lesson in training nutrition. And even now I work with tons of marathoners, half Ironman, Ironman triathletes, you know, helping them through their, race nutrition, which is super fun. And I just love those clients that I work with. And, you know, then, you know, entering a new phase of my life when I started having kids, I really wanted to keep up with my training. So I was, you know, thankfully I was able to keep running. I've done several races pregnant. I've done several races pushing my kids in the jogging stroller while pregnant or not pregnant. So I've had a lot of, I did a half marathon when I was still nursing. So I actually wrote a blog on how I like pumped and fueled and got through the race and like did everything. Cause I feel like, yep, your moms just don't know what to do and how to handle that. So, I've been really, really, fortunate to be able to keep training and, you know, keep participating as an athlete. So it's been a lot of fun.
I tell you what, and I take my hat off to you. I mean, because you talk about determination and courage. Even while pregnant, you were still moving. While nursing, still moving. And I'm just impressed. But let me ask you this. You know, you are the sports nutrition expert. Did you have to do trial and error in finding out what was working optimally for you when it came to your nutrition and how it fit into your own sports life?
Yeah, so, you know, when I was talking a little bit before about training my stomach, I definitely, I'd say especially in high school, I had a couple of really great coaches who were, I guess aware of, in tune with, you might say, with the fact that food does have an influence on your performance. And it was the first time in my life that I remember somebody saying to me, you know, what do you eat before you come to your race? You know, what do you eat before you come to practice? And, you know, they weren't going super in depth. They were just saying, hey guys, you need to eat before you get on the bus to go to our race. And here's some good ideas, you know, very basic, you know, bagel and peanut butter, bananas. But you know, for a young kid, I had never really thought about it. It was like, I'm hungry, I'll eat this. That sounds good. You know, you don't think about it. Why would you think about it? I'd say now probably athletes are thinking about it a little bit more because sports nutrition has really exploded as an area in the last, you know, 5-10 years. But I hadn't. And so that was kind of the first time that I really started experimenting and trying different things and playing around with different things. And then definitely when I started getting into longer distance running, so half marathons, when I was training for the marathon, I was able to do a lot of experimentation with, okay, what feels good in my stomach before I go out on my runs, but also what feels good during the training itself, which I talk to a lot of young athletes about. You know, you have these athletes, especially I always think of like swimmers, gymnasts, high school swimmers and gymnasts that have extremely long practices, 2 to 3 hours, sometimes twice a day. And it's, hey, what are you eating when you're at practice? Well, nothing. Okay, well, we need to change that. You know, here's some things you can try. And yeah, I went through that myself, and I always tell them, like, there are things I didn't tolerate at one point, but just keep trying it, keep pushing it. And sometimes it just comes down to, if you would just drink more water with, you know, during practice, you would be so much better, because all of that water that's around your stomach is, not all of it, but a lot of it around your stomach and GI system, that's all going to be shunted out to your muscles when you're exercising. So if you've eaten something and you don't have enough water to go around, of course you're not going to feel good, because there's not enough water to move anything. So even just getting them to increase their hydration alone can a lot of times move them forward with how well they tolerate the food they ate before they came to practice, and if they tolerate things that they eat during practice. And again, that's stuff that I went through myself, and I think going through it made me a believer, and that's why I became so passionate about doing this for a living. But I always tell my athletes, no matter what age they are, when they change things because I ask them to, and it works really well, I always say, okay, remember how that felt. Remember how it felt to eat a really good pre-practice snack, or to eat a really good pre-game or pre-race snack. Remember how that felt and how good you felt, how well you've been sleeping, how this, how that, right? You're not getting headaches anymore. You're not getting lightheaded. You're not super cranky. You're not falling asleep in class. Like, I really want them to think about and remember, this is why I do this, right? Because that's self-motivating. So then their parents don't have to harp on them anymore. They're going to do it because it feels good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kate Davis is also owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. When we come back, she's going to really zero in on some solid fueling plans for your child athlete. We'll be right back.